father. Or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
We are seeing indiscriminate takings of people by this masked secret police that is ICE. They are wanting to create this secret police force that has no accountability and no transparency.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire two blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
All right, glad to have you back with us. And, of course, we've got Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith back with us again, a retired sergeant who's the spokesperson for the National Police Association. And, Betsy, how have you been?
Hey, I've been great, and I'm excited to be back with you.
Well, it's great to have you back on again. It has been a while. Sorry about that. But I'm glad we were able to get a hold of you. You know, the bite I played there leading into you was a Democratic Minnesota congresswoman who, like Bernie Sanders and others, tries to claim that ICE is a secret police force with no accountability. These are federal law enforcement officers.
Right, and they've been around quite some time. And, you know, I saw some people talking this morning about ICE under Obama and why didn't they wear masks and how come there weren't all these protests. They didn't have to wear masks under Obama because people weren't trying to dox them. In fact, no one cared what they were doing as they deported millions of people. This has nothing to do with anything except the hatred of Donald Trump. And once again, law enforcement is caught in the political crosshairs.
Yeah, you're very right about that. He was the deporter in chief, Barack Obama, and there were no complaints about it back then. And suddenly you've got people crying foul over what's happened up there. You know, I heard the comments, I believe it was yesterday, about one of the police chief, the superintendent of Chicago, who was pointing out the fact that you can't.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Disobey a direct order from a law enforcement officer and not expect some sort of consequences. And I don't think in his comments he was defending what happened in Minneapolis, but what he was pointing out to people who might consider doing it in Chicago is, don't do this. You are putting yourself in the line of fire or for some other potential consequence if you choose to stand in front of if you choose to run over somebody standing in front of your car.
Well, that comment was actually back from October. He's been quite silent since this situation has unfolded in Minneapolis, largely because his mayor, Brandon Johnson, is a crazed sanctuary city mayor who disrespects his own police department. But wants to brag about how, you know, crime is down and this and that in his city, which it is. But it's because of his cops and what's happening federally, not because of his leadership. But, you know, this is the thing. And I think we're seeing this now. A video came out today where there's audio of, we think it's the partner of Renee Good, saying, why did you have real bullets? These protesters, so many of them, don't really live in reality. They don't live in a grown-up world where police have real bullets. And they're told that ICE is this, quote-unquote, they're Nazis, they're the secret police. No, they're just normal federal law enforcement doing a very difficult job. And how do you stop all this? You stop it by making sure that these sanctuary jurisdictions like Minneapolis, that they hand over people with ICE detainers to ICE agents at the jail level, at the arrest level. The reason ICE has to go into these neighborhoods to arrest people, the worst of the worst, by the way, child molesters, armed robbers, drug dealers, et cetera, is because a lot of these sanctuary jurisdictions have abandoned normal operations. In Phoenix, Arizona, near where I live now, our sheriff in Maricopa County has an ICE office in his jail so that ICE agents are there to take custody of people who are being bonded out but have ICE detainers, and nobody gets hurt.
It makes sense. It makes perfect sense. Sergeant Betsy Brantner-Smith, our guest with the National Police Association. You know, I wonder, as a retired officer now, I mean, clearly you made it out, but if you were still active duty, working under a chief like, for example, the one in Minneapolis and the one in Portland, Oregon, who completely sides with, in my opinion here, the criminals and the illegal aliens. Because the guy in Portland broke down in tears this week after he had to admit that the two people that got shot were Trinde Aragua gang members. He admitted that, but he said he was sad that he had to say that because his heart breaks for the community. What's the community? Are you now protecting illegal aliens? That's not his job. And I wonder how the people who work under him feel about that.
Well, Chief Day in Portland, believe it or not, is one of the best chiefs they've had in recent years. He actually came up in that agency. Then he left for the private sector to work for a DEI consulting company, by the way.
Okay.
And then, yeah, so there's that guy. So then he came back. Portland police officers are extremely frustrated, but they have to work for this sanctuary mayor, this lunatic city council, and understand, especially in Portland, this has been going on over 10 years. I don't know if people remember, but, you know, in 2014, 15 after Michael Brown, they every night in Portland, they tried to burn down the ICE facility there. That's where the whole defund ICE movement really started, of course. And, you know, now they have the defund the policeman. So it's very frustrating. Same with Minneapolis PD, working for a guy like Brian O'Hara, who's really an embarrassing, you know, he's embarrassing to our profession. And that's why Minneapolis has such a hard time recruiting cops. They continue to be wildly short-staffed, and part of it is because of lousy leadership.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because that was my question. What kind of an impact do you think this has on a nationwide level for not only recruitment for these police officers, but also federal agents, but also retention of some people just saying, hey, this isn't worth it?
Well, let me tell you, for federal law enforcement, you know, remember, ICE got about $170 billion at the beginning of the year. And ICE is hiring, and they have far more applicants than they do positions available. So for federal law enforcement, because let's say you're a young person, you apply for ICE and you don't make it, you're likely going to apply for another federal agency. There's about 80 federal law enforcement agencies. Or you're going to go home and you're going to apply for your local police department. So actually, I think this is going to be helpful for law enforcement recruitment numbers, because remember, 9 out of every 10 police departments in this country is still terribly short-staffed.
It's a great point. Sergeant, I have to ask you, when the Mike Brown case happened here, the under Barack Obama, famously, they decided that something had gone wrong. They didn't know what it was. They sent in 50 FBI agents to investigate. They had to find something wrong with the police officer, Darren Wilson, in this case. They couldn't find anything wrong. Locally, they took it to a grand jury. They couldn't find anything wrong. And yet the you know, books were written about how they destroyed this small town that's probably, as the crow flies, 8 miles from where I'm sitting right now. I mean, they've destroyed its reputation over their perception of what was wrong there. And the book that sticks in my mind is The Ferguson Effect, that every police officer or wannabe police officer in America now has in the back of their mind, am I going to be the next Darren Wilson? And this is another great example of it.
Well, absolutely. And every cop still thinks about that. Let's remember, less than 2 years ago, St. Louis PD held a police test. They tried to. They had an event where you could come and apply and learn how to take the test, and no one showed up. It's getting a little better. But when you have local politicians who are calling you murderers and thugs and racists and killers, of course you're not going to want to go to that police department or perhaps any police department. Again, that's changing, but let's not forget the damage, and you're right to bring it up, that this is going to do. Because for every police recruit that we have, it's about a year before, as far as training, academy training, all
sure.
That, it's about a year before they can take to the streets and be an actual police officer. So this just pushes us back in numbers. And I'm so glad you brought up the DOJ flooding into Ferguson. And yes, I've been to the Michael Brown Memorial in Ferguson, because I just had to see it for myself. But here's the thing. Right now, as people are waking up this morning, there's a big hoo-ha happening that some of the DOJ attorneys in Minnesota are leaving because they're very mad that Harmy Dillon won't open up a civil rights investigation. That was part of what Obama did, was send in his civil rights lawyers. There's
right.
No civil rights violation in this ICE shooting. Renee Good, unfortunately, got herself in a situation where an ICE agent was forced to shoot her. It's very sad. Nobody's civil rights were violated. Stop trying to run over cops and you won't get shot.
Great, great education right there. Sergeant Betsy Brandner-Smith, listen, National Police Association, nationalpolice.org is their website. Thank you for all you do to support our law enforcement.
Thank you so much for having me.
We'll talk again soon. Yeah, great to get her on here this morning. Kim, what are we talking about on Kim on a Whim?
Well, this has been a staple here in the St. Louis area for almost 55 years, and now major changes could be coming to one of the area's most popular and beloved attractions.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.